Mayor Joey Spellberg join us this morning here on Fremont's Morning Mix. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, yeah. A tough morning to not have power.
Yeah, yeah, no, it absolutely is.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Obviously, we got some snow, and we're in a snow emergency right now until 10 a.m. tomorrow. So please, if you're out in the roads and you have to be out in the road, just be safe, be vigilant. Don't get out unless you have to. Our crews are out there working hard. We've gotten some great comments from the public on our street department and getting out and getting the roads cleared. So we're doing the best we can. Be patient with us. If you're on one of those snow emergency routes, please move your vehicle if you already haven't. So, but we're going to work our way out of this and get going. So.
Yeah. Some things I know, government offices that are open and closed today. The courthouse is open at noon today. I had it as closed today, so okay. I got a call. Yeah.
As far as I know, for the city side, the Friendship Center's closed. We have the Fremont Transit Program will not be running today. The Waste Transfer Station is nine. It will open today at 9 o'clock. I haven't heard anything different on that at this point. And I talked about the snow emergency. City offices at this point are open, and so. Yeah, we'll be getting ready for a city council meeting tonight. So.
Yeah, we have plenty of meetings and some important meetings. The special meeting at 6:30 tonight is the Integrated Resource Plan, which mainly is it's a report that will show future generation before the power plant. Is that right?
Yeah, so we are required by state law to have an integrated resource plan, which looks at our power generation needs and demand over the next 5 to 10 years. And so we look at our demand, and then we look at our generation from coal to wind to solar to hydro, the mix that we have, and to make sure it's can meet the demand. So you know, it's important, because as Fremont grows, we want to make sure we have the demand to support that when it comes to power. And so I think this study just makes sure, hey, as a community, we're ready for that growth. We have the right mix of power generation. And so, it's interesting study. So,
yeah. Is that available on the website?
Yes, that's full study is on the website. If you go to the special meeting, there'll be two links on the website, this regular meeting and then the special meeting. And if you click on the special meeting, you'll be able to see the whole study. So,
okay, good deal. We start off with the public hearings tonight. First, let's get mayor's comments tonight. Anything special?
I will just, wrapping up the year, really pleased on 2023 and all that we accomplished together. We look at the transit program that started. You look at the Key Memorial Library, which hopefully we'll be announcing an opening here shortly. You look at all the building that we've had. We had over 360 permits for housing. 60 were single family, 300 were for multifamily and apartments, and just the school buildings going up, and the activity that we're seeing has been really good. So just all in all, this 2023 was a great year, and just plan to give a little bit of a recap on that, and just thankful for the opportunity to serve as mayor. So
before we get into the public hearings and such, is this year, or do you elect a new president for the city council every year, or is that every other?
So that's every other year, yeah. So it's every election. Every 2 years, we'll do the city council. Yep.
Okay. Public hearings tonight. There are four items, and some of these are together, right? Isn't it all together for the Fremont Mall?
Yeah, so this is all in regards to the mall redevelopment project. And so this was kind of brought before us a few meetings ago. It got continued till now. We're now, the mall, the city are ready to bring this forward. This is a $14 million reinvestment from the mall property owner into the mall, help to redo the parking lot. There will also be a walkway from 23rd Street to the mall as part of this plan. They will also have to demolish the USA Steak Buffet building by a certain point if it's not occupied. And so to do that, there will be a 2% occupation tax imposed on shopping at the mall, except Hy-Vee. That will come before the Community Development Agency, and then that will go to the City Council. There's also a major tenant that is being proposed as part of this reinvestment to come into the mall. So a lot of things going on. I think that as a city, we did the best job to negotiate with the mall owner to get some things that we felt needed to get done as part of the agreement. Part of that is just walkability, the parking lot, the reinvestment yeah. into the mall to kind of bring it up into, you know, a lot of people still go to the mall, and it's a great place. A lot of reinvestment happening, a lot of good retail and vendors. So, yeah, so that'll be on the community development agency and then on the city council. So.
Yeah, and its location is prime for
absolutely.
Anything. Do I have to say please to get rid of Steakhouse?
yeah.
I think everybody's on that same yeah. page, aren't they?
I think so.
Regular city council meeting begins at 7. Of course, you'll start with the mayor's comments and then move into appointments. Let's talk about some of the appointments.
Yeah, so I'll have three sets of appointments today. Number two is the BID. Since we approved the BID for 5 years, we now have to appoint the board. There'll be 11-member board. Tom Cote, Sam Heineman, Vince O'Connor, Howard Krasny, Kevin Main, Roxy Krotzel, Brendan Murray, Daniel Check, Berta Quintero, J.J. Bigsby, and Lindy Januitz. And so just thankful for those 11 members. The BID has a lot of great things going on, so they have a lot to do in the next 5 years. Then we move on to 3 and 4 to reappoint Becky Pence to the library board, and also number 4 to appoint Blair Horner to the Public Service Answering Point Governing Board. So thankful okay. for those folks.
Public hearings, items 5, 6, 7, and 8 kind of go together again. It's all resolution to approve the Fremont Mall redevelopment plan, and that's all of that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So since we went over it in the community development agency and approved it, it has to be approved at the city council level. So.
Okay, so it was approved at the other meeting.
So, no, we will. So
oh, you will.
We have
okay.
this community development agency meeting at 7 o'clock before okay. the city council meeting.
Okay.
And then once it's approved on the community development agency, it moves to the city council meeting agenda.
Not to harp on this one, but
yeah.
Did the planning commission then have to also look at that?
So the planning commission looked at the original plan. It did not go through 4-4. It is a recommending board. So it's still required to come to the city council. After that meeting at the planning commission, we looked at it, went back to the mall owner, and again, tried to negotiate as much as we can for the city out of this. And, so I think what we're bringing forward is a partnership between the city, mm-hmm. the mall, and, but yes, it has to go through city council and, yeah.
Okay. Item 9 is Resolution 2023-297 to adopt the 2024 to 2039 Local Option Economic Development Plan.
Yeah, so number 9 basically is involving our Local Option Development Plan, our LB 840. So 1/3 of 1/2 cent sales tax goes to economic development for our grants and loans, those looking at promoting business and jobs and in the community and capital investment. Number 9 is to approve the plan. And so
okay.
we have to approve the plan, and then later in the agenda we'll approve the ballot language to be renewed, which is in May.
Okay.
So
very good. Item 10, resolution declaring a public nuisance and causing demolition of a residence at 249 West Washington following
this is
a show
public,
cause hearing.
Yeah, this is a show cause hearing for the 249 West Washington demolition.
All right. Consent agenda items. Item 14 is resolution 2024. Number 4, authorizing city staff to award and bid and execute a purchase order with Johnson Services for airport sewer lining project.
Yep, so this will award the bid to Johnson Services in the amount of $78,381 to reline just over 1,000 feet of sewer at the airport.
Item 15 is recommending approval of a liquor license for Applebee's. 16 is a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign a contract with JEO Consulting Services for the Parks and Rec Master Plan.
Yeah, so this will be a master plan. We're $75,000 to JEO to go over our parks. And just we have 20 parks. We have a senior center, Christensen Field, auditorium. We have just over 450 acres of parkland, 18.5 miles of bike trail, 2.5 miles of natural surface hiking trail, the splash station Ronin, and 5 splash pads. So there is a lot of parks and
yeah.
recreation, and this master plan is going to look at all that and look at the future of our parks, make sure it's serving the public the best that we can.
Yeah,
so.
That's good. Item 17, Resolution 2024-7, approving service agreement for educational opportunities, grant assistance, event coordination, and some other beautification activities with Main Street.
Yeah, this is our service agreement with Main Street. They provide events downtown, beautification, grant assistance, and also communication for downtown vendors. So.
Item 18, Resolution 2024-008, authorizes staff to apply for a financing grant application for the John C. Fremont Park Amphitheater and Restroom Project.
This is really exciting. So we were approved for a creative district last year. And in 2024, only communities that have a creative district are able to apply for the community and the Civic and Community Center Financing Fund grant through the state. So we have basically an advantage being a creative district. So this will apply for a new amphitheater at John C. Fremont Park and restroom project. The cost is around $800,000 total. It require a one-to-one match. So we're looking at a grant application for about $400,000.
Nice.
And so we feel really good about that and excited that because we have a creative district, we're able to apply for that. So that's the first thing. We're starting to see a lot of benefits from the creative district.
Yeah, that's really neat. Item 19, Resolution 2024-009 authorizes you, the mayor, to sign the Fever Trail Professional Services Agreement for preliminary engineering services with Felsberg, Holt, and Ulig.
So speaking of grants, we received a grant to do the Fever Trail out from Summers to Luther. It's the old Fever line. This is the engineering for that. This will be just under $2,000 is our split for the engineering for that.
All right. Item 20 is Resolution 2024-10, accepting contract changes with PS Radcom LLC to provide system manager duties as the admin of the public safety radio system.
Yeah, so the PS Radcom, they help with our running our system, our radio system throughout the county, so this is an agreement with them.
And item 21 is Resolution 2024-11, awarding bid to McQueen Equipment for an Enviromics Rover X camera system. Woo.
You said that better than I could.
Wow.
This is a new sewer camera for $99,888 that's needed by the sewer department.
Okay. Item 22 is Resolution 2024-12, approving final acceptance of the 2023 pavement rehab project.
Yeah, so a couple budgets ago, we doubled the amount of money for street repair and concrete rehab. So it's just went from $250,000 to $500,000. That has continued through this budget cycle. We completed a lot of repairs last year with our concrete rehab. This is rehab of streets, drainage, grading. So this is to kind of close that out this year for the overall repairs that we did. So.
Then there's three items on unfinished business. Item 23 is Ordinance 5665, a change of zone from general industrial to rural on property located on the south side of River Road. Let's see. I'm not sure where that is, but
this is the Hills Farm development.
Oh, okay.
This is the final reading. Yeah, final reading of the change in zone that's required for the Hills Farm development. The preliminary plat had 147 new housing lots. This is south of the Southeast Beltway.
Okay. Item 24 is Resolution 2023-301, submitting the question of extending the 2024 to 2039 local option economic development plan to registered voters at the primary coming up May 14th.
Yes. So we will have approved the plan before, and now 24 and 25 will be what the ballot question.
Or the wording, yeah.
So that would be, again, for the May primary, May 14th, there'll be two questions. One, to extend the plan that was approved, and then 25 would be to continue the half-cent local option sales tax for another 10 years.
Okay.
So.
Then we're on new business. There are three items here. Resolution number 26 and 27 kind of go together, right?
Yeah, so this is another exciting grant application that we're putting in. We have been working with Dodge County and the Lower Platte NRD on a BRIC grant application with FEMA. It's for a $56 million drainage project for Southeast Fremont to basically improve the drainage throughout that area. And so this basically two items are the kind of authorization to apply and the interlocal agreement with the county and the NRD, as well as what the local match split would be. So out of that $56 million, 70% would be federal, and then 12.5% state, and then 17.5% local. And so our three organizations, it would be the county, the city, and the NRD, would split that. And so we have worked with JEO, again, $56 million. We're hoping that, based on all the work that we've been done, we feel good about the application. And so this would really help out as we continue to grow in that part of the community, to be able to do these kind of drainage repairs and ditch repairs and clean out and everything that has to be done. Very, very important. So we're hoping, we're crossing our fingers on that. So
good deal. And final item, you have to go into executive session for several different items, yes, right?
Correct.
Yep. All right. So. Very good. I think that covers it. Could be a long meeting tonight.
I think it will, but we got a lot of great things going on, and a lot of things we need to make decisions on. So this is kind of the start of the year and hitting the ground running. And so we'll start it again at 6:30 with the integrated resource plan. We'll start at 7:00 with the community development agency. And then after that, we'll go into the city council meeting. And please, you know, if you can make it, it'd be great to have you there. And that's also on YouTube. And so I appreciate the public's participation. A lot of good things. You're dealing with grants. You're dealing with, mall redevelopment and redevelopment of things, and the parks and recreation, and a lot of things going on within the city. So time to make decisions and get things going for this year.
All right. Yeah. You signed your papers yesterday to do this again.
Yeah. I it's an honor to be mayor. I've really enjoyed serving the community, and I'm just, excited to be able to run again. And, we want to see a lot of the initiatives and projects that we've have going right now. We've really accomplished a lot together over the last, 3 years. And so, I'm ready to serve and work hard. And it's really about our community. I've always said it's about the people, and it's about what they're doing, and us as a city and myself just lifting up and helping them in any way we can, and being the best representative that I can for the community moving forward. And so, for me, I'm just really excited to be able to, run again and hopefully have the opportunity to serve again this great community.
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor Spellerberg. We appreciate it. 8:51 here, a good preview of tonight's meeting. Again, the integrated resource plan begins at 6:30. Will be an interesting meeting just to learn about the future power generation that'll happen over the next 20 years or what's being proposed. So 7:00, the regular meeting. And again, you can see that online too if you don't want to get out in the snow. City of Fremont's website has it all right there.
Yes sir. Thank all you right.